is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day. This podcast, a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. Welcome to Wednesday and happy Juneteenth, the day we celebrate the end of slavery in the U.S., the Emancipation Proclamation. Thanks for listening and glad to have you around. In the news today, some 500,000 undocumented people living in the U.S. could be eligible for permanent residency under a new executive order announced by the Biden administration on Tuesday. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has reaction.
Under the new rule, undocumented people who are married to U.S. citizens and have been in the U.S. for at least 10 years can apply for parole to stay here and eventually apply for citizenship. Current U.S. law requires them to leave the U.S. and apply to get that status, which can result in a multi-year ban from reentering. That's what happened to Bill De La Rosa's mom. She's a Mexican citizen who, although married to his dad, spent years living undocumented in Arizona.
Right, because my dad was a U.S. citizen. When they went through the legal process and my mom went to the consulate in Juarez, she effectively ran into a brick wall and she was barred for 10 years.
De La Rosa's mother gained permanent residency and the family was finally reunited this year in Nogales after 14 years apart. He says he's happy other families won't have to wait so long. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Well, Governor Katie Hobbs signed a roughly $16 billion budget yesterday that narrowly passed the Republican-controlled legislature with bipartisan support over the weekend. From the politics desk, Cameron Sanchez has more.
The budget makes sweeping cuts to address massive deficits in the current and upcoming fiscal year. In a statement, Hobbs praised bipartisan efforts to pass a budget she negotiated with the two Republican leaders of the State House and Senate. Nobody got everything they wanted in the spending plan, Hobbs said, but the budget is balanced going forward. Hobbs specifically praised investments to the Housing Trust Fund and increased support for security in Arizona's border communities. Other aspects of the budget remain in contention. The governor and Chris Mays, Arizona's Democratic Attorney General, disagree over the use of millions of dollars from an opioid settlement that the budget sweeps to cover costs at the Department of Corrections. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, clean energy advocacy groups are accusing the Arizona Corporation Commission of attempting to silence its critics. The conflict stems from a recent vote to exempt a 200-megawatt power plant expansion from environmental review. Also from our politics team, Wayne Schutzke has that.
The Sierra Club and Arizona Solar Energy Industries Association opposed the commission's decision, saying it upended decades of precedent. The clean energy advocates issued press releases claiming the ruling created a loophole that would exempt most new gas plants from environmental review. Commission staff responded with emails to both groups, calling on them to issue corrections to those press releases. Sandy Barr with the Sierra Club says there was nothing inaccurate to correct.
We have never had that happen before, so I was pretty shocked and also appalled.
Barr called the commission's request an attempt to silence critics who disagreed with the commission's vote. In a statement, commission spokeswoman Nicole Garcia denied the requests were an intimidation tactic. She said the commission simply sought to stop the spread of information it believed was factually inaccurate. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, felony charges against two Republican supervisors in Cochise County will move forward after a Superior Court judge rejected their motions to dismiss the case. Supervisors Peggy Judd and Tom Crosby were indicted by a state grand jury for conspiring to delay the canvass of votes and interfere with the Secretary of State's duty to complete a statewide count of votes following the 2022 general election. Meanwhile, Arizonans must be registered to vote by July 1st in order to cast a ballot in the primary election on July 30th. For the roughly one-third of Maricopa County voters who identify as independents, they're still allowed to participate in the partisan primaries, but to do so, they're required to choose a Democrat or Republican ballot. Stephen Richer is the Maricopa County recorder.
You can only choose one, meaning you can't vote on a Republican Party ballot for some contests and a Democratic Party for other contests. You need to choose your ballot, and you can only choose one ballot.
Independents also have the option to vote in a nonpartisan ballot, but they will only be able to vote in nonpartisan races like those at the city and county level. Voters can register at servicearizona.com. Northern Arizona regions and national forests will enter stage 2 fire restrictions starting 8 a.m. Friday. This means this year that new rules amid persistent hot weather, high winds, and dry conditions will kick in. From Flagstaff, Mitch Amarisco reports.
The Coconino National Forest will ban motorized vehicles in three popular areas of the forest. The San Francisco Peaks, Pump House Wash, and the Marshall Lake areas will all be closed to vehicles during the Stage 2 restrictions. Spokeswoman Randy Schaefer.
Over the past 10 or so years, 90% of human-caused wildfires on our Flagstaff Ranger District occurred within 500 feet of a Forest Service road.
Officials expect that eliminating vehicles will keep people from trying to build campfires in those areas, though they are still open to the public. The city of Flagstaff is also entering Stage 2 restrictions and is prohibiting charcoal and wood-fired barbecues, including those on private property. Michel Marisco, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.
Well, before Arizona lawmakers passed a budget for fiscal 2025, it appeared the state arts agency would be left behind in a legislative attempt to overcome a crippling deficit. But Jill Ryan has more on a last-minute allocation.
The Arizona Commission on the Arts will receive $2 million from the Arizona Arts Trust Fund to put towards grants for artists and organizations. But Jackie Alling, who heads the agency, says that's a 60% reduction from the year prior and the year before.
Since the beginning of the legislative session, but really stepping up in the closing days when the budget talks started to you know, escalate and move along very quickly, we had unprecedented messages to legislators and Governor Hobbs. And obviously, as a state agency, we communicated up through the chain of command, too.
The agency spokesperson says their state allocations are historically inconsistent, and the agency has other streams of revenue that can help. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A former Phoenix police officer fired by the chief over his role in a 2022 fatal shooting cited in the Justice Department report has now appealed for reinstatement. A city spokesperson says next in the appellate process for Jesse Johnson is a just cause hearing scheduled for mid-August. Matthew Casey has more.
The Justice Department report says Phoenix police did not wait after calling for a less lethal weapon such as stun bags to confront a man who threw rocks at their vehicle. The report says the officers instead drove back, stopped within throwing distance, got out with guns drawn, and fired four shots. Phoenix later settled a lawsuit with Ali Osman's family for $5.5 million. The family's attorney, Quasi Smith, says Johnson should not get his job back.
I think what happened that day was a dereliction of his duties.
Records show that Johnson's appeal went before the Civil Service Board hours after the feds released their report. A city spokesman says Johnson had filed to have the firing overturned based on state law, but was denied. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, 15% of Arizonans over the age of 45 have reported confusion or memory loss. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control, which analyzed data from the 2022 Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. States can collect data on subjective cognitive decline, so self-reported, which Arizona did. Tony Roberg is Director of Government Affairs for the Alzheimer's Association in Phoenix.
Some of these individuals have even started to have difficulties as a result of their memory problems. Not all of these individuals will go on to develop Alzheimer's or other dementias or mild cognitive impairment. But worsening memory problems are one of the first warning signs of Alzheimer's.
More than 80% of adults experiencing subjective cognitive decline have at least one other chronic condition like cardiovascular disease or diabetes. In sports basketball, Brittany Griner and Diana Taurasi teamed up for 19 points each to lead six players for Phoenix in double figures. A balanced effort as the Mercury beat the Liberty in New York last night 99-93. In the final minute, Griner made a layup, then blocked a Brianna Stewart shot at the other end before Taurasi's three-pointer sealed it for the Merc, who improved to 8-7 on the season. They're over 500. They've won 4 of 5. Baseball, the Diamondbacks getting hot. Ketel Marte homered. Slade Ciccone pitched 6 sharp innings to shut out the Nationals 5-0 in the opener of a 3-game series last night in D.C. Corbin Carroll reached base 4 times and scored twice for Arizona. He appears to be snapping out of the sophomore slump. And Arizona's won 6 of 8. They have a chance to hit the 500 mark for the first time since the first week of the season this afternoon in the middle game of 3 in Washington. And that does it for this Wednesday edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Juneteenth, June 19th. Enjoy the day off if you have it. I'm Phil Latzman, and we're back at you, of course, tomorrow.